That's David Guetta, Terry Swims, and Tones and I. This one is called Gone, Gone, Gone. As you're hanging out right here with me, Brad, on KC Drive. And as mentioned earlier today, and as seen on our Facebook page as well, we're turning our attention, of course, to our first topic this afternoon. It's the 30th today, of course, it's no secret. And as we wrap up March, Human Rights Month as well, it's also a time when the focus has been on kidney health all around the world. Now, it's something that many people don't really think about until there's a problem. And by then, can many times be too late and already be very, very serious. On the line with me now is urologist and kidney health specialist Dr. Lisa Kisner to talk to us more about why this matters and what exactly to look out for. Dr. Kisner, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Drive. How's it been?
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's lovely to have you. We'll make this conversation as soon as we can available as a podcast. Dr. Kisner, let's get into it. Kidney disease is often called a silent condition. So why is it so easy for people to miss those early signs?
Well, the problem is that in the early phases of kidney dysfunction, there aren't a lot of physical signs, so it really is easy to miss. And as you said, that's why some people refer to it as the silent killer. There are some things you can look out for, though. Unfortunately, most people don't look at their urine as it goes into the toilet, but maybe we should start looking. So if there's differences in the color, especially if it's red, if there's blood, those are things to look out for. If you find that you're not urinating as much as before, or you're urinating very often, also something else. If you're just feeling a bit tired, or if people start telling you that you're looking very puffy, you know, also the kind of things one should look out. So the signs you can hear are very, very subtle. So one does need to be quite aware and attuned to your health to pick up these signs.
Doctor, what are some of the common risk factors, especially here in South Africa, that people should be aware of? You spoke about the signs. So what are some of those common risk factors?
You know, I think, unfortunately, we're joining the rest of the world with an epidemic of hypertension and diabetes, and those are two of the commonest causes of chronic kidney disease in South Africa. And obviously, that's related to the things that we see with those problems, and that's things like being overweight and not, you know, living a healthy life. Some of the other things which is unique to South Africa is in our HIV population, they have a high prevalence of chronic kidney disease. Those are the kind of the biggest groups within our communities.
Now, Dr. Kisner, for someone that's listening right now to your voice, what are some of those few simple things or tips actually that we can employ and embrace to start, you know, that we can start doing to take better care of our kidneys today?
Well, I think unfortunately, they need to listen to you on a device, but I would say the first thing they should do is be putting down their devices and becoming a little bit more active. That really will help, because obviously if you're more active, your risk for hypertension and diabetes and all the other things which we've already spoken about are much, much lower. I think it's important to drink more water and also to eat less salt, and also just to maintain a healthy weight. But I think one of the things you really can do if you have a family history is to go and get screening for high blood pressure and diabetes, because as we said, there may be no signs early on. So if you have a family history, or you're over 40, or if you have risk factors, for instance, if you're a smoker or you're overweight or you don't exercise a lot, you might go a little bit earlier to go and have your blood pressure and your sugar checked.
Before we let you go, Dr. Kisner, that's something actually that whenever we have experts on the line or in studio that a lot of people like to ask, they're very, very concerned. There's a growing concern over the years. People are worried that because our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers or even their fathers had it, and it's sort of like in the family, that there's a good chance that, you know, that they might get it as well. Is that something that, you know, is very concerning that we should be aware of?
I think if it runs in your family, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes that runs in your family, you should really go early for screening, because we know that it can run in families. But also, you know, unfortunately, poor, you know, if you grow up with a certain lifestyle, if your parents aren't exercising, if your parents are overweight, it may be that it's related to a lifestyle and not per se genetics. So I think we all need to live healthier, so you can modify the, you know, what you've been given, the legacy you've been given in terms of your lifestyle. Unfortunately, you can't modify your, what you've inherited genetically, but you can really make better choices than your parents did, and hopefully that will decrease your risk of developing the same illnesses that they did.
Absolutely. That was Dr. Lisa Kessner. Thank you so much for joining us over the phone and speaking to us about kidney health. Really appreciate your time today, Doctor.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for highlighting this very important health concern.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk again very soon. Have a nice day further. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. Dr. Lisa Kessner taking time out of her busy schedule this afternoon to have this conversation with us and helping us better understand something that often flies under the radar. They say that you never really pay attention to something unless until it happens to you. God forbid that it happens to you. Obviously, we've got to take very good care of ourselves, and it's very basic, simple things like drinking water and paying attention to your salt intake, things like that, that goes a long way. You don't have to be in the gym to be fit. You can even do a couple of things at home. You can always read up on things online and make sure that you don't stay in shape like Usain Bolt. Just make sure that you are in shape so that you can live a healthy life, so that you can at least move around and take better care of your organs like your kidneys. Thanks, Dr. Kessner, for joining us right here on KC 107.7. It's Drive. It's right here with me, Brad.